BBC News at 8 o'clock. I'm Anne-Marie Foster. Police are advising people to avoid part of West Belfast, where crowds have gathered and a bus was hijacked and set on fire. It happened at Lanark Way and West Circular Road at its junction with the Springfield Road.
This is Good Morning Ulster with Chris and Nicky following a night of trouble in what looked and sounded like a Belfast of old.
The police find themselves on the front line in an obvious escalation of violence, at one stage attacked by youths on both sides of the peace walls of West Belfast. Petrol bombs, bricks and stones were thrown during the clashes that continued well into the evening. And the image this morning on the front page of many of today's newspapers is of a bus on fire. This is the sound of a petrol bomb being thrown into the cab of the vehicle.
The bus was hijacked near the junction of the Shankill Road and Lanark Way. Captured from multiple angles by people in the crowd using camera phones, the footage shows the passengers and driver being forced off the vehicle and then the bus being allowed to roll down the hill as it's petrol bombed. The police moved in to prevent anyone from being injured, but they then abandoned the bus rather than move into the crowd, and it was set alight by a mass group, many of whom looked to be teenagers.
That was just one striking moment on a chaotic evening. The Belfast Telegraph photographer Kevin Scott was assaulted and abused. Bins and tyres were set on fire, roads were blocked, and there were clashes involving Loyalist and Republican youths close to the peace gates at Lanark Way. The SDLP councillor Paul Doherty was on the streets nearby, but he could only watch as much of the mayhem unfolded.
Great, come on.
A lot of people involved here today don't really understand what the bigger picture is, and they're getting involved. And the concerning thing is as well, we're trying to move away from this in our society, and we're seeing people and young people, 7, 8, 9, 10 here, engaging in violence and sectarian violence across these interface areas as well. So again, we're going to try to work here to try to calm the situation down.
Later, as it became darker, the peace gates were forced open. At one stage, a crowd of older people cheered on as young mass teenagers got involved in the trouble. And listen to this from one of the videos posted on social media. It indicates that there were people organising, orchestrating or directing some of those youths, some of whom appeared to be as young as 13 or 14.
There was a series of statements of condemnation from the First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and all the parties, as well as the Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, and the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who said he was deeply concerned about the scenes of violence.
And as the assemblies recalled, it's clear those images of petrol bombs being thrown in the shadow of the peace wall are a real worry for MLAs.
The Prime Minister is among those who've condemned an attack on a press photographer during last night's violence. Kevin Scott has captured many images of the rioting in Loyalist areas for the Belfast Telegraph over the past few days. He was assaulted by two masked men last night, and Kevin joins us now. Kevin, talk us through what happened to you.
It was a bit of a strange situation last night compared to those of the past few nights where we've sort of been accepted into the areas to be able to cover what was going on. I'd arrived up there on Lanark Way, just off the Shankill Road, around about 5:45, quite early, after we got reports that there would be a protest on their way. Now, it all seemed calm and peaceful up till around 6 o'clock. In the distance, we could see some young people starting to create a barricade at the top of the road. It was at that point the peace gates behind me had closed that links Lanark Way onto the Springfield Road in another part of West Belfast. And I decided to go and move my vehicle then, obviously, seeing the possibility that if police were closing gates, something was obviously seriously wrong that they knew of. So as I was making my way down to the vehicle, I heard footsteps running behind me. And just as I had turned round, there was a male wearing a mask, naturally because of the pandemic, most likely, but also to cover his face. And he was already on top of me. At that point, I was trailed to the ground. One of my cameras was pulled from my shoulder and thrown across the road. He then proceeded to kick that camera, and the other camera was damaged on the ground at the time. As I turned around, a second male had approached me. As I stood up and moved just towards him. He decided to step back, thankfully. And as I turned around, the other male was on top of me again, standing in front of me. I'd confronted him at that point by quite loudly shouting in the street a number of things at him, including, "Mate, what are you doing?"
With clashes involving both nationalists and loyalist youths, and the police came under severe attack. We're joined now by the PSNI Assistant Chief Constable, Jonathan Roberts. Good morning to you. Can you tell us how your officers are and what you made of last night's trouble?
Good morning. Well, what we saw last night was several hundred people gather on each side of the gates at Lanark Way from around 5 p.m. onwards, and that escalated to significant disorder, where crowds on both sides of the gate were committing serious criminal offences, both attacking police and attacking each other. We witnessed multiple petrol bombs being thrown, multiple missiles being thrown, including fireworks and heavy masonry being thrown. This has to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. What this will mean is that young people and adults will receive criminal records as a result of this. People can expect to be remanded into custody, and there will be an impact for the rest of their lives. And from a policing perspective, over the last six nights, we now have 55 police officers injured as a result of disorder across the country.
Let's go to Margaret in Lisburn. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to hear your voice, Margaret.
Okay, just to say, everybody is getting blamed, except the parents. If I had young children out and I knew there was rioting going on, I'm afraid I would be in the middle of them bringing them home. You know, these parents have to take responsibility. You can't blame everything on the police and the government. Having said that, the DUP is as bad as Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin is as bad as the DUP. I really think we need directors. And I also feel sorry for these young children who are out ratting. We'll get a police record, but the politicians' children will be getting educated.
One point of contention which loyalists have frequently referred to is the Northern Ireland Protocol and how alienated it has made them feel from the rest of the UK as a result of that border in the Irish Sea. Now, I've been speaking to the Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, and I began by asking him did he have any regrets over his role in creating that protocol.
The protocol was something that's been debated for effectively the last 3 years in terms of looking for ways in which we can manage the disruption that Brexit brings to the island of Ireland as a whole. And the protocol in the end was the answer to that the British government and the EU agreed to put into an international treaty and agreed an implementation plan for last December. Now, clearly, there are many people in Northern Ireland who are offended by that solution, who are concerned in terms of the implementation of the protocol and the disruption that has caused to trade between GB and Northern Ireland. And I think those of us who have some influence over how how the protocol is implemented need to listen to those concerns, and we have been, and we need to look at the flexibilities that are there within the international agreement to try to ensure that, where possible, the concerns that are being expressed can be accommodated and responded to in terms of implementation. And a pragmatism and a flexibility that is there within the protocol needs to be used to the maximum extent possible.
You've been critical of a tweet by the First Minister and DUP leader, Arlene Foster, which he described Sinn Féin after the Lanark Way bus burning as the real lawbreakers. Why were you unhappy about that?
Actually, I've made a point of not being overly critical. I said that tweet was unhelpful. I did, and then I made a point of not being critical beyond that, because I don't think today is a day for criticism, for political leaders having a go at each other. Quite the opposite needs to be happening now. Political leaders that have different perspectives and different challenges at the moment do need to come together to make a very clear and strong statement that violence is not the answer.
Well, listening to that is Billy Hutchison, of course, the veteran PUP councillor for the Greater Shankill area, and he's on the line. Billy Hutchison, thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, well, I mean, what the people are saying is not any different from what I've been saying. They may be saying it in different language, but, I mean, you know, we don't want young people being criminalized. We don't want them involved in riots. We don't want them to get injured. And we have made that very clear. So from my point of view, I understand the frustrations. You may have heard that people were talking about, you know, the frustrations, but they were also pointing out the problems. Although they weren't supporting the burns of buses and all the rest of it, which is many people's view. So I think that, you know, we need to try to get this back. We need to be working hard. And I know that the youth workers and community workers in the Shankill this morning and over the weekend will be working hard as well to give people alternatives or shelter to go to.
There was another night of violence in West Belfast last night. Police were attacked with petrol bombs, fireworks and stones, and our reporter Kelly Bonner was there.
For the second night in a row, there has been trouble here at the interface near Lanark Way in West Belfast. Although not to the extent as the night before, police were pelted with bricks, bottles and fireworks. Now, the violence began at around 7 o'clock when a large crowd gathered at the interface on the Springfield Road. I saw community workers working tirelessly to try and encourage young people to go home and not engage in violence. And at one stage, I saw a group of community workers taking away rubble and wood that had been put there by youths to block the road. And that engagement seemed to work for quite a while, but then soon the crowd moved further up the road and they were met by a wall of Land Rovers. Community workers on the Springfield side and police on the Lanark Way side had been successful in keeping the crowds away from the peace wall, but then focus shifted to attacking the police rather than attacking each other.
The crowd should disperse immediately as force is about to be used against violent individuals.
Youths on the Springfield Road side attacked police with fireworks, bricks and bottles. It was then the water cannon was used for the first time here in 6 years. Just a street away in Lanark Way, a large crowd also gathered to attack police. They set bins on fire and there was a steady stream of bricks, fireworks and bottles thrown at police. Police soon got things under control by around 11 o'clock. Crowds still gathered at Lanark Way, but the violence had stopped.
As workers cleared the debris from the night before, our reporter Helen Jones spoke to two women there to do their shopping. They told her the tension within the loyalist community has been bubbling for years. While they don't agree with the rioting, they told her that they can understand why young people are frustrated enough to take to the streets.
In a way you can understand, it's not right. Everybody has the right to live in peace. They have theirs, we have ours, but there's nothing. It's all one side up.
So you're talking there's nothing for unionists,
there's
for loyalists?
Nothing. Everything's just being took away from us.
Like what, for example?
Everything, our culture, jobs, housing, anything to do with being part of the United Kingdom. They hate us.
So you're talking about the Northern Ireland Protocol then as well, are you?
It's a prolonged thing. It's gone on. If it hasn't been one thing, it's been another. It's been belting up and belting up and it's just reached breaking point.
Being pushed and pushed to the limit and it's just blown.
Are you not saddened by this, to see this happening?
Yes, yes, but when you walk round and look round your area, everything's gone. There's no prospects. The kids have no prospects of jobs. Nothing. You walk up and down this road and it's completely empty. And you walk up and down the falls of the Springfield and everything's brand new houses and shopping centres. What have we got? Nothing.
Do you think the violence will help that, what we've seen over the past couple of nights?
No, but it'll not help, but maybe somebody will take notice. And some of the politicians will turn around and say, right, we have to do something for these people.
So do you think in that case violence pays?
It did in the past. No, I don't agree with it. But
Family members murdered during the Troubles. And I mean, and you try and get past that and carry on. But lately it's just block after block after block. You're getting hit again and again and again. You try peaceful protest. I've done it. doesn't work. So sometimes it doesn't work, whether it's a peaceful protest or turns to violence.
What about the young people involved? We're talking about 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds.
That's a young generation, but there was people before them that did it. People before them, it's like there's been 13. I watched last night and I seen there was 13-year-olds on the Springfield run.
Yeah, both sides.
So nobody can get on their happy horse. They have a cheek, really, to turn around and say, you'll get convicted.
We were urging troubles.
Yes.
Our children, my daughter, now she's totally different, but it was coming into that point, new time, new generation. But as far as I'm concerned, at that point, with the Good Friday Agreement and all, everything's just our parades. You can't go anywhere. It's discrimination. Everything's just seems to be one-sided, and it won't work.
Now, last night saw a stronger police response to rioting with water cannon deployed. Community representatives also worked to try and calm the situation on the ground, but it's claimed in some of the newspapers this morning that the police are worried about potential disorder in the days ahead. Let's talk about policing and politics with our Home Affairs correspondent Julian O'Neill and our political editor Enda McClafferty. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Julian, if we start with you, what about this idea that the police do fear serious disorder in the days ahead? Is that what you're hearing?
It certainly was the messaging coming from the PSNI yesterday, and there are no indications that fear has totally disappeared. I suppose there are a couple of ways of looking at the trouble we saw last night. Yes, it is a continuation of this cycle that we have been in since last Friday. But equally, I would imagine that some heart could be taken from the fact that it does not appear to have gotten any worse. If anything, the trouble last night is not being seen as being as serious as the night before. But I suppose the bigger question here is how this cycle is broken. It's not just about a policing response, it's also about a political response. And we saw that, the deployment of water cannon, the use the night before of batten rounds, these are things that we have not really seen the police have to use in any public order situation for a number of years.
We arranged to chat with five lads earlier this week in the Donegal Pass area. We chatted for around an hour about a range of issues that affect their lives, especially because some politicians insist that they are all so angry. Here's how that conversation went.
But you spoke first, Gareth. So
there's a nervous energy in the air, especially when the microphone appears.
It's not on, is it?
It is, I'm sorry. No,
everyone has this thing about young people, this young people, that. How do they know when they haven't asked? They're putting words in everyone else's mouth. They haven't spoke to anyone. This is the first time anyone's been spoke to.
I've got questions about how apparently angry they are, what does cause them concern, the influence of paramilitaries on them, but we start with the violence on Belfast's streets earlier this month. You've already heard Ryan's voice. He's 21. This is Hugh. He's 16.
Everyone's just gone off the rails a bit. I don't understand why everything's broke out as much as it did. I think it's a bit stupid, but
William is the oldest of the group. He's 25.
It's not nice for the kids to see all that there either. Younger gen, I'm not just talking about the young teenagers. I'm talking about kids too. They're sitting there, walking around, and you can see all this going on. It's not good. It's being brought back to where it shouldn't need to be going. And it shouldn't be happening at all.
They've all seen the footage of adults clapping young masked men running along Lanark Way, encouraging them to throw whatever it is they have in their hands.
That's a joke as well.
I don't think that's good. Like,
no.
I think people need to wise up a bit.
Why not?
There's no point cheering along for stuff to be happening around your area. I think that's a bit stupid.
That's Gareth, also 16. It's clear that they can't see the point of rioting in your own area, as it's their own community that will suffer. But would they criticise or condemn the violence itself? William speaks.
No, I can't. I can't criticise them for it, no. You can't defend it. I'm just not saying I criticise it. I can't sit here and say I criticise it. I wasn't there to witness anything. It's nothing to do with me.
But when buses are being burned, we all know you don't have to be there to disapprove of it.
Did anything that happened down in Londonderry get criticised?
No.
If you're going to ask me why I'm not doing that there, then I'm not going to sit there and criticise something else. But you're asking me what they were doing. You're asking me what my side was doing. No, you're asking me to criticise something that my side done. So I'm not going to sit there and criticise something that
it's nothing to do with us. So I don't think we should be questioned about if it's nothing to do with us.